I heard via the grapevine there's something going on with Melrose cheese.
Yes, okay.
Am I right?
There is. So some consumers of the iconic South African product, sing with me, Darren. You're old enough to remember. Oh boy!
Mum remembered Melrose.
I know, it's proper iconic.
It's proper iconic. Okay, so some people have been not too thrilled to open those wedges and find some of them hosting some very off-putting mold, right? It's not a life and death situation, but you would think that in the wake of the listeriosis crisis, which has left South Africans more than a little paranoid about the sanitization protocols and the various food processing plants, you would think that any such complaint would have a company's customer response team responding as quickly and reassuringly as possible. But not so in the case of Parmalat, I'm afraid, who own the Melrose brand. On the 10th of April, so we're going back a month exactly, Lynette Yelland of Durban North bought a pack of Melrose cheese wedges from her local Pick and Pay. The next day when she spread one of them onto a biscuit, it looked okay, but it tasted, as she put it, funny. And then she opened another wedge in the same pack and found it to be full of mold. And she sent this to me with a rather stomach-churning photo of it.
Let me just ask you the series of elimination. Was that pack past its best before?
No, you'd think that is an obvious question, but no, the best buy date was only July the 16th. So at the time, it was 3 months to go, right? So well within. So that clearly wasn't the issue. So Lynette phoned Pick and Pay and was told that they would take the product off the shelf, and they offered her a refund. So that was an excellent response. Not so much in the case of Parmalat. She emailed me a few days after she'd emailed them, and they hadn't responded. And then I took up the case. I emailed the company's marketing address about Lynette's case. That was the 15th of April. 10 days later, I got a response from an employee apologizing for the delay and saying that there'd been a problem with receiving emails in that inbox. And then she said, please send her the complaint to her email address, and then she would forward it to the customer care department. And I'm thinking that's odd, because the whole complaint is below. She's responding to the complaint that I documented. Anyway, then I got a couple of calls and an SMS from customer care people as if I was the consumer who'd had the bad experience. So, you know, it was not inspiring confidence at that stage.
That is an incredibly alarming lack of attention to detail.
Well, you'd think, that's what was in my mind at the time. And incidentally, I still have had no response to my media query of April the 15th, which is quite astonishing in media terms. And meanwhile, Lynette has been madly trying to get hold of trying to get the company to respond to her. And as she says, I would think that with all the hype around food safety, and this was three months before the expiry date, the companies would be eager to at least see a picture of what I was talking about, she said. Anyway, we're talking about it today because finally yesterday Lynette got a response. It went on as companies do about how much they value, the qualities and quality control and blah, blah, blah. And then it said, one of the main reasons of mold growth in this product could be poor sealing of the foil, because mold needs air to grow, right? So there has to have been some kind of breach there. Mold growth could occur if cheese is smeared on the outside of the wedge. We have, as a result of your complaint, implemented the following actions: increased sanitation on the line and final product during production, increased machine cleaning and sanitation, and frequency, i.e., every 3 hours. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's quite a lot of detail there, but the thing is, Lynette was by no means the only person to complain of moldy Melrose within its best by date. In January of this year, Mr. Ismail posted on complaints website Hello Peter that he found mold in a new 250-gram Melrose spread jar, right? So that was not the wedges, the jar.
So that's a different story.
But the same, obviously out of the same factory. The customer response team apologized and said the complaint would be forwarded to head office. Last May, someone called Trix R complained on Hello Peter of finding mold in Melrose wedges in two different packs. She says, I still haven't been contacted by Parmalat with corrective or preventive action. It seems as if my complaint was ignored. I can't believe that such a big company doesn't have a time limit to respond to complaints. You're seeing a trend here, Darren. She got this response. We understand your frustration that you've faced, and we'll attempt to get you results and answers. Kindly note that we have escalated the repairs to our head office. This is an outsourced customer care situation, which I think can be part of the problem. In November, somebody called Landy V posted that she'd found Melrose cheese wedges with mold in them, and this after her three-year-old son had eaten two of them. She says, they collected the pack and I didn't hear anything for a month. I followed up numerous times to no avail. I logged in again, complained on the Facebook page, and received a new reference number. I was told, after following up again, requesting the test results from the lab, I was finally told that the cheese was never even tested. The calls were recorded. They told me they would have the product tested at a lab and the results would be given to me. I can't believe they could lie to me. So, yeah.
Sure, this is a
It is. So, yeah. So apart from the moldy Melrose issue, the company's response mechanisms are pretty woeful. And the response that they gave to Lynette is mystifying, as it suggests that her complaint, it was her complaint which had them introducing better cleaning and sanitizing protocols in their plant when they've clearly been getting moldy Melrose complaints for at least a year. So in 2018, companies are really expected to respond to their customers' complaints or queries within hours, not days, much less weeks. And I think well, it's safe to say that consumers are getting extremely unforgiving of those companies which don't respect them enough to ensure that they, you know, get back, especially, you know, an issue as serious as this, Darren. So that's where we are with the moldy cheese.
I mean, it's like that's this one product that we really, really love. You would think they wouldn't drop the ball on this one, hey?
Well, yes. So I'm hoping to have a follow-up. In the meantime, we'll put some info on this one on the blog with that photo.
All right, that'll be up on the website, ecr.co.za. And if you want to engage directly with Wendy Nola, and she does respond within the hour, it's at Wendy Nola on Twitter. At Wendy
Thanks for Nola setting me up, Darren.
On Twitter. Thanks, Wendy.